I think it is very important to understand that the Gospel of John is all about the works of God. We have heard earlier that there is the no mention of this and the no mention of the forgiveness of sins. We have to keep in mind that the Gospel of John has in view the works of God. In the sight of God, sin has been dealt with, the cross has been done, and the work has been accomplished. And what Christ is doing in the Gospel of John, bringing people into the knowledge of God. This is why when it comes to Nicodemus, it's the kingdom of God. When you come to chapter 4, the Father is seeking such to worship Him. You continue with that lady in the previous chapter and it says, go thy way and sin no more. What Christ is presenting, God's assessment against sin. But when it comes here to that aspect of light, it's a very good question about what aspect of light, because light has a great theme in the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. And I like that verse that comes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. That as God has commanded light to shine out of darkness, has what? Has shone in our hearts. For what? What is the reason? That we might have the knowledge, or we might see the light of the glory of God in the face of the Lord Jesus. And I would suggest that this is briefly what the works of God lead to. It leads to for man to come into the knowledge of the glory of God. But not only the knowledge of the glory of God, but also the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why, when it says over here, when He opened the eyes of the blind, He says that the works of God should be made manifest in him, and I must work the works of him that sent me. So it is the same theme of 2 Corinthians. There is the glory of God, and also there is the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what the Lord Jesus has done to this man. He brought him into the knowledge of the glory of God. And what a wonderful grace of God.
Just to add to what John said, the Lord Jesus is so trustworthy. He's so competent that God the Father has committed every work into His hands. It says that in John 5 and John 3. All judgment committed to Him. Not because He's the Son of God. We know He's that. He's God of all. But because He's the Son of Man. So He's so trustworthy. He come to undo the works of the devil. That was one work He did. So He did God's work. He went about doing good, did He not? Doing the works of God.
In John chapter 6, there's one reference there. I'm wondering if it's connected to the work of God. John 6:29 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He had sent. Would that connect with what we're saying?
Definitely. Another great theme in the Gospel of John is either you're a believer or an unbeliever. You can't be on the fence. You have to be a believer or an unbeliever. And this dear man became a believer, the Lord Jesus. The Pharisees would not believe, we'll have later on, but he was a believer.
Many of his disciples didn't believe either. He says, unless you continue in my word, then you're my disciples. Indeed, you should know the truth. The truth will make you free. We've never been in bondage any man. We have by Abraham of our father. He said to his disciples, your father's a devil, because you seek to kill me. So many of his disciples were not saved. Many of them didn't go with him anymore. They were offended what he said about eating his flesh and drinking his blood in John 6. So the work of God must be performed in your soul.
So the works of God has in view the purpose of God, because that's what God wants to bring into view, into light, his divine purpose. And he can only bring it in one blessed man. And that blessed man now says, I must work the works of God. So here is a blessed man whose determination and whose affections were so set upon the works of God that he's going to bring it into expression. And he's going to do it as beginning with this man, the blind man here, to whom he comes as light.
To our work and walk, to look at Ephesians chapter 5. I think it helps a little bit.
Speak a little louder, David.
Chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. And it was mentioned earlier that we were all in darkness at one time, and it says in this verse, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proven what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship in your fruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. I remember in the opening remarks by Brother Steve, he was saying that we have to have a good testimony, we have to bring others into it. So not only it says here, having a testimony against it, not just being light in the Lord, but having a testimony against what is darkness, and proving what is acceptable in His sight. And I believe that is doing the work of God, living a testimony here, and teaching others. But I have one question that always bothers me. It's in John. We mentioned it earlier. He lighted every man that cometh into the world. John chapter 1, I think it's verse 8, 9. And I never really fully understand that he lighted everyone, every man that cometh into the world. Could we have a simple explanation for that, Brother?
Well, the light is available to all mankind. Here's the sunshine. You're not out in the sunshine enjoying it, so you're not benefiting from the sunshine. It's available to all mankind. But some men love darkness, the scribes, the Pharisees, the Jews. Some men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. They don't want the light. They don't come to the light. It's available for all mankind. And yet, on the other hand, take these great scientists who are unbelievers, who are atheists. Where did they get all they got? God gave it to them, right? All things come from Him, so He does light every man that comes in the world.
That's why you have John chapter 9. Yeah. Because John chapter 1, He is the true light, present to us who He is in Himself intrinsically as God. He is the one that is the source of light. But light does not give you sight. If you are blind, and if the room is full of light, that doesn't help you. But the difference between Him and any other light, He is the true light, that He also give you sight. And that's why the Lord Jesus is the only one that opened the eyes of the blind. Many of the Old Testament worthy have done many miracles. They healed sick people. They healed people who have all kind of diseases. They also raised the dead. But no one ever opened the eyes of the blind but the Lord Jesus. Because again, light does not give you sight, naturally speaking, but the true light not only tell you of Himself, because it doesn't help me if there's a light in here and I'm blind, I need to have sight, and that is the works of God. The works of God is actually not only to say that the Lord Jesus is the light, but to work in one's heart and in one's soul that he might receive sight and acknowledge that he is the source of light, and He is the light of the world. Remember, it was mentioned first, as we have heard in John chapter 8 in the temple. Religion did not give light. He said that in the temple, and then He said it outside of the temple. So in the temple, the religious aspect of things did not give light in John chapter 8. When you go to the world, the natural things also did not give light. He is the true light for mankind.